Chapter 1. Association with the sages who have realized the truth removes material attachments. On these attachments being removed, the attachments of the mind are quite destroyed. Those for whom attachments of the mind are thus destroyed become one with that which is ever motionless. They attain liberation while yet alive. Cherish, therefore, the association with such sages. End of quote. Another version. Association with the sages who have realized the truth cuts off material attachments. On these being dropped, the mental predispositions due to past karma and present illusion are dispelled. Peace in which the unattached ones remain is that which is ever unchanging and immovable. It is Jivan Mukti or liberation here and now. Seek, therefore, the association with such liberated beings. End of quote. Raman Maharshi left this world 6 months after my departure from India. These words were almost his last. Quote, they say I'm dying, but I shall be here more alive than ever. Where else would I go? End of quote. Several of his disciples, residing thousands of miles away from the ashram, knew of his death on the very same day. Comparing the hour with the time when this news was mystically communicated to them, one would say that it was broadcast several hours before Maharshi's body breathes its last. Letters took a week or more to come from India and elsewhere, and they showed that no true disciple of the Master experienced any grief or despair. The same spiritual atmosphere of a lucid wave of peace and light was felt in the hearts of the pupils, whether abroad or in the ashram of the saint. From Maharshi's saying, beginning of quotes, the world with its physical phenomena is for our real self like a dream for a waking man, or like a shadow. Is he concerned with the passing dreams of last night, or with the shadow cast by his body? End of quotes. From the sayings of Sri Aurobindo, a quote, not one of the religions of the world has succeeded in spiritualizing and giving happiness to humanity. Yet each one has given liberation, salvation in common language, to many individuals. End of quote. The spiritual power of every saint and sage is most vividly and directly felt by his contemporaries. With the passing of time, what was a revelation becomes only a dead dogma. And when people canonize the saint and build temples to him, they enclose him in their narrow walls, wherein his spirit is suffocated and ceases to be a vivifying and inspiring force. The followers of successive generations quarrel about each and every word ascribed to the Master. They fight for the authenticity of texts. They do all but the one important thing which was taught by the Great One, namely, to become like unto him. Yet not all the seeds fall on stony ground. Some give a rich harvest. Therein lies hope for the future of erring mankind. The lives of man like Maharshi are the very proof of this truth. They are like meteors, which in their course brighten the darkest night. Those who are able to perceive the path in this flash of light will thenceforward know where it leads. Those who are able to perceive the path in this flash of light will thenceforward know where it leads.